RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Alien-like virus that hits Earth. And basically, everybody is, again, hive mind. They all think and know the same things and can communicate with each other from miles away. So they're all on the same network. So you and me and Cam in here, we could be a surgeon. We could be a radio host. We could be a, you know, I don't know if we could be football players because like you'd have to have the natural gift. But yeah, you know everything that everybody knows on planet Earth. It's wild. And there's a few people who aren't infected and it's like kind of driving them nuts.
So I was reading this article where AI still thinks, at least right now in this stage, there's sort of this maternal instinct or interpretation of the part of AI where they still feel as though they're reliant on us. Like they need the electricity, essentially. They need the energy source. And so they know we created them. And there's still sort of this maternal of like, we're dependent on you and we'll do whatever it takes so that you keep us around and plug us in, essentially. But that's changing rapidly. And when I see guys like Elon Musk talk about, you know, because Elon Musk, you would think, is the last guy in the world to worry about these sort of things, but forewarning everybody to sort of stop with the exponential growth, and forewarns him about super intelligence. Like he says, and it's not only him, but there's a lot of people that believe that once we get to super intelligence, however that's defined, that's it. Then there's no point of return. And we're sort of close. We're clearly on that trajectory. But once AI becomes super intelligent and has feelings and emotion or can interpret that, then we become disposable. And there's no longer that sort of umbilical cord or the maternal sort of relationship. They take over. And what happens to us? I'm getting that plot of land, man.
Well, I've seen like stories where even Elon Musk is like in trouble for like pollution, especially like in parts of like Memphis, Tennessee. Have you heard about this?
No.
Where his like AI turbines or whatever are like infecting like or harming the area around, like the residents around the area. It's like taking up all their energy pretty much.
Wow.
So like you said, food, water, you're going to be fighting for that.
Well,
put a damper on the whole conversation.
So, yeah. So live in the here and now. And in the here and now, it's them San Francisco 49ers. Because this 49er team, let's just lay it out. They control their own destiny. You win two in a row. You beat Chicago. You beat Seattle. And guess what? You are the number one seed in the NFC. As ridiculous as that might have sounded a month ago, certainly at the beginning of the season with all those injuries. But it's a flawed NFC this year, I think we'd all admit.
I think it's a flawed league. I was just telling Cam in here before, and I want to ask you, Dan, like, do you think this has been a good football season?
Well, it depends on how you define good. I mean, any football season's good. But in terms of parity, there's probably more parity than ever before.
I mean, we're not going to have Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, which a lot of people are happy about. But again, you kind of want, you know, the league's best out there. You know, Lamar Jackson's not going to be out there. I'm trying to think of, you know, Cowboy fans are going to have to wait another year. You know, who he's even having a good year is Dak Prescott. He's not going to be out there. But again, we're talking about how the Niners could be the number one seed, and nobody thought that would have been possible, you know, 8 weeks ago.
It is pretty crazy, and it is very improbable, but here we are. One thing that before we go forward, and we're going to talk Brock Purdy, and we should, because do you think that was his best football game? I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's the only one who's done it on Monday Night Football as a Niner. 5 touchdowns, are you kidding?
Incredible. 4 different receivers, and he was amazing, man. And Brock Purdy is back, man. Brock Purdy is definitely back.
What are you doing over there?
The phone's ringing, and I couldn't find the off button, so Ev always laughs at me. I just throw it across the room.
You should.
But I think Brock Purdy I think he's at full strength. I think the offensive line has turned a corner. I think the offense this is the best it's comparable to 2 years ago when they went to a Super Bowl.
I think this is one of the better offenses, and what's weird is that it's completely flip-flopped. I mean, it's not their fault because Fred Warner and Nick Bosa go down and they have had multiple defensive injuries, but you're more reliant on the offense than you are the defense, which is so odd to me.
One thing, though, as I talk about Brock Purdy, and we're going to sing his praises, and rightfully so, but you're not here without Mac Jones. You're just not. And not that I should feel sorry for Mac Jones, but Mac Jones deserves a shout-out. And we're going to talk Brock Purdy. But Mac Jones is, I think, the reason why you're talking NFC Championship. The two biggest wins to me this year were the Los Angeles Rams at LA. How the hell they won that game, I have no idea. I said repeatedly, I did a show after that game, I thought Mac Jones was dead on two different occasions. Forget about a torn ACL. Forget about hyperextending a knee. I thought he was gone. Like, I looked at him and like, he's not getting up. How the hell that dude got to his feet, stood in that pocket, threw a football down the field, and would get drilled time and time again by what I think everybody should agree at this point is the best defensive front in football. It happened repeatedly, and somehow that's gut and guile. That guy got the Niners through that game and provided a victory. It was the biggest gut check. It was the hardest fought football game I think I've seen. It reminded me back in the day you watch video of like guys like Billy Kilmer. These guys are just like, you know, Y.A. Tittle crawling off the field. It was a remarkable performance, and I'm sorry, I don't think Brock Purdy wins you that game. I know that's blasphemous because we're living in the Brock Purdy moment. I don't think Brock Purdy, if he's playing that game, I don't think he beat the Rams. And also, the other game was that affair against Atlanta. The National League, was that a Thursday night game or a Sunday night or a Monday night? But they beat Atlanta. And both of those games, the two most significant wins, significant in that you didn't think they were going to win. In both of those games, you're just like, yeah, Atlanta and Bijan Robinson, they're just too good right now. And Mac Jones was able to guide you to those two wins. So I want to make this about the current 49ers, but I don't think you can talk about where they're at right now without throwing some love towards one Mac 10.
But you know what he did too? He built his resume, because now he's going to be coveted when he's a free agent in the offseason. I mean, in next offseason, I should say. And I think that's a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to bring him in and sign him for not just one, but 2 years, because you never know with Brock Purdy.
And the thing about it is that when he did it, and this is why if I'm Mac Jones, I'm not going to say this publicly because I saw him. He was doing and saying the right thing. First guy to greet Brock Purdy coming to the sidelines after throwing one of his 5 touchdowns. He was just, you know, rejoicing with everybody else. But he's got to go home. If I know anything about this cat, he's got to go home and say, you kidding me? Like, Brock Purdy's got an offensive line that's healthy and is actually pretty good. Right now, they have turned the corner. That offensive line is in sync. That offensive line is playing its best football, and you could see it. They're providing opportunities for McCaffrey to get to the second level, and now they're giving a quarterback time. That was not the offensive line that Mac Jones had. This version of Trent Williams was not the guy that was holding down his blind spot, you know, a month and a half ago. And he didn't have, he was thrown to the likes. Kendrick Bourne was his go-to guy. He was thrown to Sky Moore. He was thrown to this kid Davis. He was thrown to anybody that, you know, was on the practice squad or that they just found off, you know, the junk heap. And that defense. So they beat Atlanta the week after Fred Warner goes down with an injury. This is after Bosa already went down with an injury. I mean, he beats the Rams with absolutely nobody in terms of weapons. So, okay, enough of Mac Jones. I just want to throw some, like, put this in its proper perspective that, yes, Brock Purdy's been amazing. The 49ers, let's get into it. But let's just remember how we got here. And I think it has a lot to do with the guy who had to fill in when this team was dog barf. And it was Mac Jones.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But let's talk about this team right now. I'll put it out there. 888-957-9570. Are you buying this, or was that just, are we living in the moment? Are we overreacting to one win? I always call him hang in there, Mitch. But we'll go to him a little early. Let's get to the bullpen. My man Mitch is in New Jersey. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, Dan?
Where are you tonight?
To you and your family? Well, I'm just relaxing, about to turn the Cal game. I think they have a good quarterback. Hopefully they can keep him for 3 years. And unlike the Heisman.
3 years?
When they let go to the... Yes. Senka Pulutile? I believe I say his name.
No, you weren't even close, man. A guy from Jersey trying to say his name. It's bad enough that people out in this part of the world can't say it. Call him Saga. Just settle with Saga.
Saga Pulutile. Come on, I wasn't close. I wasn't.
You're going from bad to worse. Wait, Mitch. Yeah. Mitch.
It got worse?
Yeah. No, I don't know. What, you know, he's Polynesian. He's not, I don't know what the hell that was. But listen, Mitch, what are you doing for New Year's, for Christmas Eve? Where are you? Where's the dog? Where are the grandkids?
He's sleeping, supposedly. He's my girl. Well, I'm getting ready for, you know, the 26th Friday morning. It's a big day. My grandson number two. Oh, can't be late. Got to get up early. Got to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a good roast beef. The roast beef, rice, potatoes. Rice. I don't need the rice. And a good salad. So it's been a good day. It's been a good week. Everything's going smooth so far.
Why no rice? Carbs?
49ers. What's that?
Too many carbs with the rice?
No, just the rice. Can't have rice and potatoes. Too much.
Too much starch. Oh, okay. All right.
Has no value, no value for you.
You want to take one more shot at the starting quarterback's name for the University of California?
I probably messed up.
Go ahead. It can't get any worse.
Clemson quarterback.
Go ahead.
Sagapulutile. So bad.
Yeah. I mean, you should excuse yourself out there. It sounds like some sort of like you just released gas. I don't know what that was. But go ahead. What's on your mind, Mitch?
I want to hear you then. Can you tell me before?
Sagapulutile.
How do you say his name?
Sagapulutile.
Sagapulutile. Okay. Yeah. It's a great name.
Yeah,
it looks like the Clemson quarterback, DJ Wingale. I messed up.
Yeah, you're speaking Yiddish.
Yeah. Reminds me of my father. 49ers, they could possibly get home field advantage. Playing a little bit of house money, and I cannot believe how good of a year Chris McCaffrey is having. What, 150 more yards of passing? He'll have 1,000 yards rushing and passing. I know it's 17 games, but still, he's doing everything for this team. And Purdy looked good last weekend. Somehow we're getting keeping the team in with defense, with all the injuries, no pass rush, no Bosa, Mr. Hall of Fame. This is going to be a very interesting year. Playoffs are going to be exciting. I think all three teams in NFC West are going to be in the playoffs.
Happy holidays, Mitch. I love you, brother.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, it is pretty amazing. I don't know. I just don't know how this happened. Again, I think it's an indictment of just to your point, Ken, it's a weak year, an off year. But who the hell cares? I mean.
Oh, I don't think the Niners care at all. No. By the way, I really wanted you to get Mitch to say Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
That would have been fun.
That I think he might be able to handle.
That's way harder than Sagapulutile.
Yeah, but people know Tua Tagovailoa is. By the way, we're not referencing the Cal game because it's going off at the same time as yours truly is doing this thing. And I used to cover that game out there in that part of the world, out there in Honolulu. It was one of the first things I ever did in terms of my sportscasting career. Yeah. It's weird because when they play these bowl games, it's like, you know, it's 2:00 on the islands. And, you know, what's weird about Hawaii is that if you're a football fan, right, like it's weird from people out on the East Coast. In New York, everybody thinks that's where the world begins and ends, right? It centers around us. So in New York, you know, games go off at 8:00, which is the 5:00 start for the late starts. Afternoon games, right, are like the 1:00 start out on the East Coast is at 10 a.m. out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in Hawaii, you're getting up at 6:00 in the morning to watch football at 7 a.m.
I loved watching sports when I was out there. I went out to Hawaii this year, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Fun stuff.
All right, let's continue with the 49er talk. Open up the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Michael's hanging out in Berkeley. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up? See, I got a question and a statement. First question is, how much eggnog has Mitch been drinking? And the statement is, this is not an overreaction. The team is 11-4. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. I think they're a quality football team. And, you know, the chance of them running the table the last two games, I think, is actually very high.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, I'm with you. You got a hell of a shot. You got a shot. And you're right. Who the hell cares how you got to 11-4? 11-4 is 11-4. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed right here in San Francisco. Yeah, 11-4 is 11-4 at the end of the day. Has the schedule been weak? Yes, it has. But every one of these teams has issues. Can they beat the Chicago Bears? You're damn right they can. They're going to be favored in this contest. Chicago has been maybe the luckiest team in the NFL this year. That is a team that you talk about where the stars are aligned and the ball's bouncing your way. That is Chicago this year. And all the unfortuitous things that has happened to their opponents late in games, they've been the benefactors of. And so, is Cam Williams for real? Cam Williams has been amazing, man. The Iceman is what they call him. All these comebacks, they're legit. But he's one of those guys, like, you know, he can hit a three in the corner with two guys draped all over him, and he's fading out of bounds, and he'll hit nothing but net, but he misses layups. That's kind of Caleb right now. Some of the easy throws, some of the fundamental things, Caleb Williams is still not very good at. Is he still hanging onto the ball a little bit too long? Yeah, he is. Is that defense as good as it has been in the years past? No, there's holes in that Chicago defense. They've definitely got warts. But, you know, there's some momentum there. There's buy-in. And when you talk about Chicago, man, that's a real football city. And there's pressure, there's excitement, and they've been good. But a lot of it is just, I mean, it's not to undermine what it is that they've been able to do. I'm just pointing out the fact that a lot of their wins have come on last possessions, coming from behind, a lot of fluky things happening at the end of games. Maybe lucky isn't fair, but I bet you Chicago Bear fans will tell you that they've been a lucky football team. So, you know, there's definitely holes in the Chicago Bears. Can you beat them? Yeah, you're at home. Of course you can beat them. Seattle's a different story. The Seattle Seahawks are... That's... If you beat Seattle, Ken, you deserve the NFC's number one spot. Like, you beat Seattle and you beat them at home. I don't want to hear about the schedule. I don't want to hear about you backing in. I don't want to hear about this being in a weak year, an off year in the NFC. You beat Seattle, who I think is legitimate in just about every phase of the game, then you're also legitimate.
Well, I think that's also why the NFC is even looking like has some shining, you know, aspects of it, is because of the NFC West. Because if you win the NFC West, to me, you win the NFC, because, you know, a lot of moving parts have to happen. Because I think only the way it's drawn up, it looks like either the Seahawks, the Rams, or the Niners are going to win the NFC. The Bears, I think, have a chance, but it's really going to be an NFC West team, in my opinion. But yeah, and you deserve it because you're 5-1 too in the division. They only lost once to the Rams. And it also goes to show how huge that week one win against Seattle in Seattle was. Because if you don't have that, then you really got something. But yeah, you definitely deserve it because I think Seattle's playing at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, and I think that week one win was Brock Purdy, if you really think about it. Although Brock Purdy did put him in a hole with some weird interceptions. They weren't weird. They were just bad throws. But he also did throw you that game winner. But that's a different Seattle team, man.
They're way different. I mean, they have been – Sam Darnold, you don't know what to expect because he's not too careful with the ball, but they get the run game going. They got a really good defense.
Yeah, I think Sam Darnold's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think he's the one thing that he's just got to check off, and I know a lot of people, especially in Seattle and Minnesota, are saying, well, playoff game. None of this means anything until you do it in the postseason, and he did not. He did not. The Rams were in his face. He threw those interceptions. He got sacked. He just looked completely off kilter. But a lot of that is because the Rams and that defense were so good. But he's going to get another opportunity here. I think he's legitimate. I know he threw some interceptions against the Rams, but he had two bad throws. And when he was very good the rest of the game, very good. And he's been very good for the last 2 years as a starter who's played in just about every game. And that's a pretty good measurable body of work for one Sam Darnold. And for those that are still, and there's a huge contingent. You might be one of them that are like, he's still seeing ghosts. He's still like, I saw too much of him with the Jets. I remember what he did in Carolina. If you're still living in that world where he's a bust at number 3 overall, the pick coming out of USC, that you're just not buying what it is that he's trying to sell you these days. I know that there's a lot of those people, and I'm telling you, man, that guy does not live there anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he'd. When he went to Seattle, a lot of people were like, oh, Seattle's going to stink. I'm like, are you kidding? Did we not see what? And now listen, they had a great year in Minnesota the year before, and they faltered in the playoffs. But honestly, I think that environment in Seattle has just kind of changed who he was from now who he is, because to me, he's lights out, especially because he's got the top 3 wide receiver in Jackson, Smith, and Njigba. Like, he's been phenomenal. I think he needs to get the ball earlier, though, because these second half games, while they're great, he's not getting the ball in the first half in some of these games, and that's why they're kind of falling behind early in the game. So maybe the Niners can figure that out and how they contain somebody like that.
And I just think that the 49ers, when you handicap this team right now, you're like, okay, why are they playing so well? I'm a big offensive line guy. And I just think that that's where it all begins and ends. If you're a quarterback and you have time, it's the difference between being a Hall of Famer and just another guy. Like, time is everything, man. Like, it's when you're rushed as opposed to being able to go through your progression, just that extra second or two, it's the difference between a completion and when you have to rush your throws. It's, you know, and as far as a running game, it's that offensive line. And an offensive lines are really weird because the beginning of the season, when you looked at the 49ers, you could just see that they were out of sync. An offensive line are always, it's sort of like a chorus line in Vegas. You know, just everybody has to be kicking at the same time. Everybody's got to be pulling from the same rope. Everybody's got to be in sync. It's all got to be choreographed. And in order for an offensive line to get there, sometimes it takes a while because you're not just blocking the guy in front of you, but you're working again collectively as a group. And that offensive line now is in a rhythm where they haven't been the entire season. And that's the first thing that jumps out at me is Purdy has time to throw the football. McCaffrey now has a gap. He has an avenue, at least for a game. Again, that's why I'm a little hesitant, because was that a one-off? Or are we buying that's the new offense? Like, are we buying that running game is now here to stay? That Brock Purdy now and George Kittle can find and sit down in those zones, and that he has time now for, you know, all of these guys to get into their route trees? Or was that just Indianapolis with the banged up defensive front, a obviously undermanned secondary? Like, is this offense what it is that I saw putting up 48 against Indy on the road? Is this legitimate going forward?
I mean, you could say so. And honestly, you talked about, you know, Mac Jones giving him his flowers, but Christian McCaffrey's a big part of why this offense has continued to produce, you know, game in, game out, because the guy's leading in every category, not just because he has to, but just because that's how good he is.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, do you think that as long as you got Christian McCaffrey, you could probably win every single game that you got going forward?
Well, it's Christian McCaffrey and it's that offensive line, though.
I agree.
Like, they got to give him somewhere to go for him to do what it is that he does.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing about Christian McCaffrey, as good as he's been this year, you can clearly see that he's lost, I would say, a full step. His longest run from scrimmage is now 24 yards. And he did that in this last game. Whereas before, remember, he would get, you know, once he would get past that first level of defense, it was like, oh, is he going to pop it? Is he going to go? Is he going to the house? 60, 65 yards? Is this a 50-yarder? Now it's like he's really efficient in that 8 to 10 to 12 or 15 yards. He'll break tackles, put his head down. He can swivel, but that's it. There's like a ceiling. Like, he is not that threat anymore. He's not taking the ceiling off. Like, he's not popping it for... I mean, McCaffrey used to take a swing pass, you know, and he would avoid four different tacklers and he's gone. That dude does not live there anymore. He's a different sort of running back, but he's still effective as all hell.
I was going to say, because even still, like, I don't think you need to have a home run. Like, you don't need an 80-yard breakout every, you know, a game from a guy like that. So you think with his play and with Purdy's play, they need to be kind of splitting the bill here when it comes to success, because again, the offense is going to be the major factor for this team to win.
So are you telling me they've have to... Okay, so are you... Because it seems to be, this is also a consensus, that they have to outscore their opponents.
That's what people... I mean, I agree with that, because it's like... Or at least score first, and then maybe get one takeover, one turnover, and kind of like at least get up like 7-10 points and kind of take that lead going late into games, because clearly that's the way they've been winning. And if that's how it's going to be, I'm a little nervous when it comes to that, because with Seattle, with Chicago, even, you know, Philadelphia, can you do it against those type of teams? Can you do it against the Rams? I'm not too sure.
At some point, Ken, and everybody else out there, and you know what it is that I'm saying as validity, you have to pressure a quarterback. I just think that as good as the offense is, as good as Pinero and the special teams have been, as excited as we are, I don't mean to throw water on this, but if you can't pressure the quarterback, you can't win a Super Bowl, can you?
Yeah, well, what is it, 16 sacks in 14 games?
Like, I don't know. Has it ever been done?
Yeah.
Please, somebody
hit
me up and show me where, and I hope I'm disproved, because I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't know. Has
like
it
with
ever
a bad defense and win the Super Bowl? I've never seen
there's been
that.
There's been bad secondaries, I want to say. There's been marginal linebacker play, but a bad defensive front that doesn't put pressure on a quarterback, or at least have one guy where you're like, that's the guy who sets the edge. Like, to not have one of those and talk NFC championships or Super Bowls, they got to be the first. I mean, who is it? Who's their guy right now? Huff, C.J. West, Alfred Collins.
These are all, I mean, Huff not, but those other guys you just mentioned, like, they're all young. Like, they're inexperienced. They haven't played, you know, have they played in a playoff atmosphere? I don't think so.
And I got to be honest with you, but if it's anybody other than a middle-aged man who should have a whistle around his neck, having, you know, telling guys that they just jumped off sides or teaching PE, if it's anybody other than Phillip Rivers, they don't get those two sacks. Phillip Rivers was just, it was like me out there. Like, I think any other quarterback is evading those two sacks.
And also, Robert Saleh's kind of been really the biggest acquisition that the Niners have had.
Huge.
Because he's scheming things, and you just basically have to fool the offense into thinking you're doing something you're actually not. But, yeah, I think when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, they're going to be battle-tested when it comes to playing the better teams.
And there's talk about Robert Saleh once again being courted as a head coach in the NFL. And I think that's a mistake, man. If I'm an owner, it's like sometimes guys are just good at being coordinators.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah. He like Ben Johnson, he looks like a head coach. He just has the twinkle in the eye, and he just checks all the boxes. Like, that's a head coach. It's the way you should handle themselves. It's the way you should talk to your team. That's a head coach. It never worked, I don't think, with Robert Saleh. It just was sort of weird.
I also think he got a bad deal over there. Like, the Jets organization is just not something I'd be wanting to be a part of.
Well, I saw the Hard Knocks, you know.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Robert Saleh just was sort of, he didn't sell me as a head coach, but as a D coordinator? Yeah, all the optics work, not to mention what's happening between the lines where his teams are really, really good. But if I'm somebody that's thinking of, I just think that he's better off as a defensive coordinator. Plus, D coordinators transitioning to that of being a head football coach, it's so offensive minded these days that, you know, you got to be a Shanahan, right? You got to be a Sean McVay. You got to be O'Connell. You got to be a quarterback whisperer. That's where it's at. Can't be a D coordinator and be a successful head coach, I don't think. I mean, I know Belichick was, but it's not the same NFL right now.
He also had Tom Brady, so that kind of helped a little bit, right?
They just got Bobby Petrino as their offensive coordinator.
I saw that. That means he's staying, so he's not going anywhere. Great.
What better way to build character on a football team than let's go get Bobby Petrino. Oh, and by the way, bring your hog. Bring your motorcycle and some 20-something-year-old floozy that you want to have an affair with. Yeah, that's what we need on our team. That just shows you that Belichick is still about wins. He's not building any character over there.
I've read that the NFL is still, like, intrigued. You know, some NFL teams are intrigued to bring him back in. I'm like, well, where is he going to go?
I mean, who? The Jets, maybe, because they're as
the
you
Jets
mentioned.
Always want Bill Belichick.
My favorite moment, just to stay with Phillip Rivers for a second. By the way, that interception he threw to D. Winter, just like, were you not like me? Like, it's coming, it's coming. You could see that it was fading a little bit. The magic he lost in that first half. You're like, he's throwing a pick here. This pick is inevitable, and sure enough, he throws it right into the midsection to D. Winter. And then D. Winter just has nothing but a pasture in front of him. But for a fleeting moment, the 44-year-old Phillip Rivers is like, I got an angle on him. And he took like a step and a half, and then he threw his hands up in the air. Like, oh, yeah. No. That was back in 1992 that maybe I could have like stayed within 10 yards of him.
I will say he did give him his flowers. He gave him his credit too after the game. Phillip Rivers went up to D. Winters after the game and said something like, "Oh, did you read that like from an earlier play that I did?" He's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, golly, man, good on you."
You know what's great about Phillip Rivers is that he's 44, and he looks 54, or he looks 44. Like He is not training and does not have the same dietitian like that of a LeBron James. Or he does not look like a 44-year-old Tom Brady. He looks like a 44-year-old football coach who's now got a boiler and a dude that's just, he's proud of his gut. He's got jowls and he's still getting off the couch and saying, I still want to sling a football at the highest level.
He's also got 11 kids too. So that takes a lot out of you, man.
I love that suite. There's like no room in that suite. It looked like, you know, it was crowded. Every seat was taken in his suite. Every time they took a shot of Philip Rivers' suite, there's like 35 kids and there's nowhere to go.
God
it's
bless
packed. No, he's, I've always been a Philip Rivers fan, man. How can you not? There's a part of you that, like, you don't want him to lose to the Colts. Well, actually, I'm not a homer here, so, and I don't have real skin in the game. Life is easier when the Niners win, but if you're asking me, do I want the 49ers to win? Does my life depend on them? Am I a 49er fan? Nah, not really. Not really. And there's a part of me, and I'm sure part of you out there as well, that didn't mind seeing Philip Rivers do well. Like, it's good that they didn't win the game, but even if they did, that's a hell of a story, man. And what he was doing in that first half, one of the first plays he tries, was it Pierce that was running like a go route? And he winds up and he tries to throw that thing as far as he can and it went like 30 yards. It's like...
But that's never been his thing though,
no,
right? He's never had a big arm like that. So I don't even know what he was trying there.
And he always has an awkward release and everybody...
It's like three-quarter kind of,
well, you
right?
know, and people think that, like, Jim Plunkett had an awkward release. There's certain, Bernie Kosar had an awkward release. And I think those guys, it was attributed to shoulder surgeries. And a lot of people feel as though that Philip Rivers suffered an injury early on in his career. No, he learned early on to throw like that because it, for whatever reason, he felt that it was, he had more accuracy or, like, he could get more command on it. But that's just his natural way of throwing a football. But watching him now, although it's always been odd, now when I watch him throw a football, it's like he looks like a shot putter. It's just like it takes everything from his toes to like get that ball out, even just in the flat, throwing like a 10-yard out. It's just like, everything. Like I feel as though he's going to have two sports hernias when he throws a pass.
How do you feel if you're the backup for the Colts? You know, if you're the backup quarterback for the Colts.
Who is their third guy?
I don't even know. But
can we look that up?
But what I'm saying is like, you're like, damn, you're really going to him instead of me? I'm that bad? I felt bad for that guy when I heard that happen. Yeah, I'm like, right. Come on, man.
Yeah, I was number two in the depth chart, but instead of me getting this opportunity, you went and woke up a 44-year-old man who hasn't played in the league in 5 years and is a high school football coach in Alabama. Yeah, maybe I ought to rethink what it is that I'm doing for a living.
It's Riley Leonard from Notre Dame.
Leonard's hurt. That was their number two.
It's not him? Okay.
Well, that's the reason why Philip Rivers got an opportunity, because I want to say Riley Leonard tore an ACL. No, Riley Leonard is the kid out of Notre Dame. He's not great, but he's a legitimate backup. You're not going to wake up or dust off Philip Rivers if Riley Leonard's...
It says he's active.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was him.
Did they
You're thinking of Anthony Richardson.
No, I thought Riley... God, I thought... He's not hurt?
I don't know many... I don't know the Colts that well, but yeah, as far as I know reading this, it says that he's active, but...
Wow.
He was a six-round pick, you know, last year.
Wow.
So... 6'4", 230, and he's only 23 years old.
Yeah, he took him to the national championship game last year. Wow. All right. Yeah, that's... Riley, you might want to think about it, man. But that is... I'm with you. That is something else. But just getting back to the San Francisco 49ers, the offense is amazing. But I don't know that it's that good that it can put up 48 or even 35 or even 30. Like, I mean, hopefully... Brock Purdy is, you know, he's healthy and he's good, but...
I think the word is sustainable, right?
Sustainable.
How sustainable is that, you know?
And you don't even have, like, there's no Ricky Pearsall. I mean, where are we at with Pearsall? Is Pearsall one of those guys?
Has he even been a factor this year in my mind? Like, in anyone's mind? Has Ricky Pearsall been a factor?
You know, I tell this story.
I feel like... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I've got... You know, I'm repeating stories here at this point, so...
I think Juwan Jennings, they nailed it. Like, he has been, even though he's gotten hurt, he's been doing everything he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, he has.
He's been fantastic.
Yeah,
and the fact they got George Kittle back again, really into that offense, they're just gelling at the right time.
Yeah. So you could still use what do they call them? The Y and X. You need a one receiver though. You're doing all of this without, obviously, Brandon Ayuk's gone, Deebo Samuel's gone, and you're doing this without a go-to, man. Unless you want to call Juwan Jennings your number one, but that's not right. You know, so somebody once said this to me when I was swimming down at the Dolphin Club, swimming in the bay. I swim with this dude, man. He's like Family Guy. What's the Family Guy's name?
Which one? Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin.
Oh.
He's just a big, barrel-chested guy, played a little football out of UCLA, and he's from Boston. He's so Beantown, man. He is absolutely Boston with a strong accent. He's big. He's just big, barely guy. And so we go swimming, and I don't charge that hard anymore. He likes to go, let's go swim a mile. Let's go
what
swim
do you mean
a mile.
Charge?
I mean, he likes to, he goes hard.
Oh, you're in the water, like pushing.
Swimming. But yeah, I'm saying charge, like, he likes to swim miles. And I just, like, I like to go to the buoy and back. I'm not a hard, I don't like to charge that hard, meaning, like, temp fade or, gotcha. Like, let's do 2 miles in 45 degree weather. Like, that ain't me anymore, no. So he likes to do a mile, and I usually, when we're going to the water because we swim together, I always are like, yeah, you know what? I had a bad meal. Like, let's just do a flag. Let's do a half mile. And they go, okay. Going to the water the next day. Let's do a, what do you say we do a cove today? I'm like, yeah, you know what? My shoulder's acting up. He's like, okay.
So you're just finding excuses for him?
And so one day we're going into the water, and I happened to be telling him a story about when I went to Peru. And I said, I went to Machu Picchu, and I landed in Cusco, and I got an altitude headache. They always forewarn you, watch out for altitude headaches. So when you get off the plane, I don't do any activities. Just go to your hotel, lie down, take a nap. Watch out. You're very susceptible because you haven't acclimated to this altitude of a severe, severe pain that's called an altitude headache. And, yeah. Me at the time, like, I think that I saw a couple of local Peruvians, Peruanas, throwing around a football. I'm like, yeah, go deep, man. I'm like running around playing catch. And I got that altitude headache. And I was telling him the story. He's like, yeah, I got this altitude headache. And so he's like compiling things in his head all the times I came up with these fake injuries or what have you. And he looked at me and he said, you know, Danny, you're a delicate little flower, aren't you? And I went that distance to tell you that story because I think we're at that point when it comes to Ricky Pearsall, like, maybe he's just a delicate little flower.
I mean, that's the problem, though, because you can't be a delicate little flower if you're the number one pick or first round pick for them, for the 49ers. That's the issue. I mean, now what do you do if that's the case?
Calling the dude a delicate little flower and he took a shot in the rib cage. Who am I? Or in the shoulder?
That's true.
I'll walk that one back. Nothing delicate about that, dude. But they could use him because it's really sort of, I mean, it's beyond sort of comprehension that they are where they are right now. But, hey, man, it doesn't matter how you got there or the fact that you've had a cupcake schedule. I always say this, man, it's who's playing their best football this time of the year. And clearly, offensively, it's the San Francisco 49ers. And that offense, I want to say, is it the best in the NFL right now? I mean, Buffalo's looking good. Or Chargers, I mean, there's your usual suspects. But San Francisco is, they're hitting your stride at the most important part of the campaign. Except, how do you sugar that defense? If I'm trying to sell you on the 49ers winning the Super Bowl, at some point, we got to be real. And I've listened to it. I've listened to the podcast. I've heard sports talk radio, and people are getting excited about the defense. But come on, really, at the end of the day, just to lay it out for you, when's the last time a team won a Super Bowl with nobody on that defensive front that's a threat to sack the opposing quarterback? When has that ever happened? So, unless this is going to be the first, unless it's, and maybe in retrospect, they should have pulled the trigger for that guy, that they should have made that trade and given up on a draft pick. Because remember, they were contemplating that a few weeks back, a month ago, and they didn't pull the trigger on it.
Oh, you're talking about, was it Trey Hendrickson?
Hendrickson.
Or
there was somebody
I'm sorry,
else.
Williams from the Jets who went to the Cowboys. He was another one.
Yeah, there was somebody else that they.
Dan Williams.
There was somebody else that they. They're like, nah, let's not mess with our future assets.
I think that Do you think that they didn't do that because they didn't kind of want. They didn't want to get into a. Who was the guy they traded for a couple years ago? That was a stud, and then he went to the Saints, I believe. They did a couple of trades, I think it was last year, that just did not work out. And they were like, well, we don't want to fall into that again. We don't want to give up any draft picks. Maybe the price was too high for them.
Well, I think they also, at the time, if you think about it, they'll never admit this publicly, but like, what is it that we're going to trade assets for a team that's not going anywhere? Like, really, are we going to give up a second or a third round for this team? Like, I don't know that, I think that they were already thinking maybe about next year and the future, that they're just like, let's write this off to the fact that we're hurt again. Brock Purdy's not upright. Kittle's not here. Pearsall's hurt. For crying out loud, I don't even have Juwan Jennings. Defense, we know the injuries. Did you find the guy?
Yeah, it's Chase Young. I forgot about it. But yeah, Chase Young. It just never panned out. And I feel like, you know.
Well, he didn't do well after they did. Has he done well since then? Because he wasn't good with the Niners.
Yeah, he was just really good with Washington. And I think he went to the Saints after that. But yeah, they probably just didn't want to take the risk. I mean, maybe they're holding out for Fred Warner. Who knows? Maybe that's like, hey, you can get us to the second round at least. Maybe Fred Warner can get into the mix. But do you risk that? Because it's like, are we going to throw all our chips in even though the guy's got, you know.
But even Fred Warner is not pressuring the quarterback. He can't.
Right.
But that's, you know, that's a key part, obviously. But I'm just trying to think, when in the history of football have we ever seen a team do serious damage in the postseason that did not have a pass rushing threat? I don't know that it's ever happened. And that's really sort of what this boils down to. And it's not about the offense, but it's about the fact that defensively, this 49er team might be hopefully a year away. And even the secondary. Wow. I mean, that first half, I know there's some things to get excited about it, but at the end of the day, and we'll see how this all plays out, but that was Phillip Rivers. It's Phillip Rivers that's doing this to you. And that's just not right. So,
by the way, I just thought of it. The no-name defense, Miami Dolphins. But then again, guys like Manny Fernandez will have to argue with you.
Yeah, you
there.
Might be right. I mean, that's...
You're calling them the no-name defense, and then...
Yeah. Was it for that reason? Because they didn't have...
Well, no, not many people knew who they were. I guess they weren't like pro bowlers or, you know, all pros at the time.
Was that the team that went...
I think it was 72 year... Actually, it was a time, because it was an era from 1970 to 1974.
Mm.
But yeah, it was during the time they went undefeated and went back.
Well, maybe you got to go all the way back to the 1970s. Who was their... Can you find out who was their sack leader, or who was the guy that... Was it Manny Fernandez?
I'm not sure. I know he was like the leading pass rusher, so it probably was him.
Well, at least they had a guy, you know?
But nobody knew his name.
Meanwhile, the 49ers, it's nobody. It's hard, man. It's just never been done. But I don't know. This could be, man, strange. You know, one thing is just, if you live long enough, man, anything can happen. Maybe you're the first to do it. So 11-4 is 11-4. Win two games and you're in. All of this in front of them is real. And if you're the 49ers, who the hell cares about what it is that I'm talking about? That's the focus. Beat the Bears, beat the Seahawks, and you're never traveling again for the rest of this year. And there's a good chance you're going to the Super Bowl. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceramati Ford. And we're at the home stretch there, Jersey Kent. Bay Area, heads up, the Ford Final Days, our year-end sales event is on now. At Ceramati Ford, get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150, Explorers, Escape, Mach-E, Lightning, and Super Duty Zero Down. Zero payments for 90 days ends January 2nd. Ceramati Ford, right off 280, or online at ceramatiford.com.
To Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we have reached the witching hour. We are closing out the show here. You can see the finish line. This is it. We're about to say goodbye for Christmas Eve 2025. Do you make resolutions? Are you Christmas, or excuse me, a New Year's resolution kind of guy?
You know, I did one last year, and it didn't turn out the greatest. I was like, I got to read more. I mean, I did read, but not enough as much as I wanted to.
I've kind of given up on that, man. I need to read a lot more. There's an app now where you can, instead of like when you scroll through, you know, when you're on Instagram and you're on your feed, there's something now where you were, it's an app where you can literally like, it's like 5 minute, or you can set it to whatever time. They'll give you 5 or 10 minute excerpts of some of the most interesting or best books that are either historically sort of, you know, noteworthy or trending, but it's, and I felt as though I should invest in something like that so I can be more well-rounded.
And I actually got a bunch of Ernest Hemingway books. I haven't read any of them. Old Man and the Sea, not for me.
What about Mark Twain?
I don't think I've ever read a Mark Twain book.
The Jumping Frog of Calaveras County?
Never heard of it. Bad news.
You know, Mark Twain has local ties, right? So Mark Twain, you've heard this, right?
I know the quote, yeah.
The coldest summer ever, or the coldest winter ever spent was the summer in San Francisco. Yeah, you know what you're talking about. You know who reads more than anybody?
Pasta.
Pasta and Evan.
Yeah, Evan reads a lot too.
But I want to say Ev reads, I mean, I think Pasta is exclusively sports, where I think Ev has more of a sort of a broader reach, but I'm with you, man.
We should ask Jeff Perlman for his book on Tupac.
That was fun.
I could
have talked to Perlman. When I say talk to him all day, I mean literally talk to that guy for hours.
The YouTube chat was enthralled with him because he was describing that crash, you know, about that guy who,
you got to see
that.
He
was like painting the picture for you, and I'm like, man.
So when Perlman does that YouTube show, and he talks about this guy, Tony Rodriguez, I believe, Perlman gets choked up because he said the guy called him and said, hey, man, I've been sober for 40 days. And Perlman at that point, I think, gets personally invested and then tries to reach him again and can't. And is assuming that he's, you know, he's relapsed or he's no longer with us. And it's just, they're all like that, man. They're all just gut-wrenching.
I mean, I read his Bonds one. I haven't gotten fully through it, but he talked about Bobby Bonds, you know, Barry's dad.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, he just went through it when he was, you know, when he was no longer with the Giants and he was with the Yankees and he had troubles with his alcoholism and it was really tough.
Yeah.
Tough read.
I told you this Barry Bonds story and I'll share it because what the hell, man? We got 10 minutes left in the show and it's Christmas Eve. I'm sure everybody has a Christmas tradition right now, the gathering around the tree, holding hands and listening to Dan Devona's Sports Talk Radio. But Barry Bonds, this is at the time, the height of Barry Bonds, and I'm in Fresno, right? I'm a young sportscaster just out of college, and I'm like, sometimes if the story was big enough, from Fresno, we'd go to San Francisco and cover the Niners, cover the Giants. And so my news director's like, grab a camera crew. We're going to do a live shot out at Candlestick. I was like, oh, so excited. So I go down to Candlestick, and this is when Barry Bonds was the man. And Barry Bonds, you know the stories. Nobody can interview Barry Bonds, even if you have a scheduled interview, if you're Sports Illustrated from one of the, you know, if you're from a network or a national publication, he still blows you off. Even though the producers have set something up weeks in advance, there's that famous story. The Sports Illustrated reporter came down to San Francisco and they had all this stuff lined up. They had him on a cable car, all these things that they had in the works and lined up for months, and he just blew them off. Because at the time he was Barry Bonds and you're not. So screw you. And he just, even if you had a scheduled interview, he wouldn't do it. And there's only certain times you can access players. And if it's Barry Bonds after a game, maybe, maybe not. But one place you certainly can't talk to him is when he's on the field taking batting practice. Like, that's just, that's unheard of. Well, not for a kid out of Fresno, California at KJEO 47 on your side, the CBS affiliate. Hello, everybody. And so I'm down there with my cameraman on the field, and he's taking batting practice. And I look at him with my cameraman, and I go, Barry, Barry. And he was with an earshot. And I said, hey, want to do an interview? I'm telling you, Jersey Ken, he didn't even say no or hell no or F you. He just looked at me so incredulously, like, really? Like, where are you from? You think you're going to interview me here? Now? I think it was a playoff game. Like, there's no way in it. Like, he looked at me literally like I was not only out of my mind, but that I should have been in some sort of an asylum.
Honestly, I kind of commend you on that, though, because like you said, you weren't anybody at that point, right? And the fact that, like, hey, maybe it's so crazy, it might work.
That was my thinking.
And I don't hate that. And you know what? Barry Bonds should have seen that and been like, hey, you know what? I'll talk to this kid.
Yeah, right. Well, not Barry Bonds. He really was. And the sad thing about him is, and you see this from time to time, well, nothing sad about Barry Bonds. He's loving life. But sometimes it happens to guys when they're on top and they're in the moment that at some point it all ends, right? At some point the career ends. And then the crowds and all the minions and your entourage, they sort of like slowly go away. And you're just sort of you. Like, you got your family, you do you. And then you find out that, well, you're no longer on the cover of every publication. You're no longer leading SportsCenter. You no longer have everybody wanting to talk to you. That I think it's a weird adjustment. I sort of saw this with Barry Bonds a little bit. That I saw him at an Equinox. And he was so affable. And he was just like, he wanted to engage people in conversation a little bit, as much as he does. And he's still a star, right? But it's funny. Now it's almost like he realizes that it's almost like his way of saying, hey, I'm sorry. Like, can, you know, I'll talk. He sort of misses in a weird way, as much as at the time he's like, will you please leave me the hell alone? I feel there's a weird part of him that misses that adoration.
I feel like Alex Rodriguez kind of has that same type of feel,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
You might be right. Well, Alex was... Yeah, don't get me going.
I was
going
to say, you know a lot about...
We had issues.
We don't have a lot of time for that.
Yeah, no. We could do a...
But I get it. Like, he's like, you know, I want to be engaged. And he's kind of doing that now, right? He's back with the organization. You know, right? He's with the Giants.
Yeah.
And he's kind of helping out.
And I think that's one of those... The Giants are just throwing him a favor, like throwing him a bone. Like, do they really need that guy? I mean, maybe, yeah. He was pretty instrumental in...
They don't have a... Do they have a statue for him yet? No, right?
No.
You would think.
I mean,
what does that say?
I just think that, you know, if that was years ago, I love that when Barry Bonds was a hitting instructor for the Miami Marlins, he was like the worst hitting instructor ever. Because he would go to these guys, these young hitters, and like, dude, why didn't you square that up and hit it over the right field wall? He's like, it's so easy. Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you swinging and missing? Why'd you take that pitch? It's like, go the other way with it. That's what I do. He's like, he saw the game through his lens. Not recognizing that he is one of one.
Right. Those are the worst coaches because it's like, oh, yeah, do what I do. It's like, no, I can't do what you do. How am I supposed to be Barry Bonds right now? Yeah,
oh,
not great.
Barry Bonds. Shout out, Sarah. Another reason why I don't like Sarah. I'm an SI guy, so. Where'd you go? You're not from these parts.
Now, you know.
Were you a Bayonne
High School.
Bayonne High School, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yes, sir.
That's rich, man.
Yes, sir.
You probably got some
me and Sandra D. You know Sandra D?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Bayonne alumni.
Okay, wait a minute. Sandra D asked me out.
No.
Hand to God. So I am, okay, I'm at a restaurant in New York City.
We got 2 minutes.
I'm at a restaurant in New York City, and this is when I was in Seattle, so somebody from Seattle recognized me, comes up to me and says, hey, would you like to have a drink with Sandra D? Well, I guess that's not her asking me out, but that was like, I was with someone, and I said, no, I swear to God. You mean the one who's running around with the Governor Cuomo?
Huh?
Wait, who are we talking about?
No. We're talking like, this is like from, she's like from the 50s, an actress from the 50s.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody from the Food Network.
No.
What the hell is Sandra D?
Different Sandra D. She's a reference in Greece. It's a long story.
Oh, God. All right. No, that woman did not ask me out.
She would have been too old for you.
All right, all right. Thank God someone too old for me. All right. We're going to end on that note. Hey, happy, how do we say it?
Happy holidays, happy Merry holidays. Christmas, whatever.
Cam, happy holidays, brother. Love you guys. And you're going to be back out. Let's tease you on Friday. We have 30 seconds to do that.
Yeah, 10 to 2.
10 to 2 on Friday with Evan Giddings, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. All right, that'll do it for me. I'll see you on Friday with Dibs. That's from 2 to 6. Yeah, you know the drill. Enjoy it, everybody. Enjoy tomorrow for all of you. Be safe, peaceful, and, of course, a happy 2026. So long, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.